Today's show is brought to you by Helix BioTrack, the largest seed-to-sale tracking and dispensary point-of-sale software solution in the industry. Since 2010, cannabis dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and manufacturers have trusted BioTrack to securely and confidently keep them in compliance while managing their businesses. With flexible solutions for both THC and hemp industries, customizable workflows, built-in machine learning and data analytics that deliver actionable insights to the right people at the right time, it's clear why cannabis companies in 37 states and 9 countries depend on BioTrack. For comprehensive cannabis software and business solutions that cover the requirements of compliant seed-to-sale tracking and data reporting in every state, there's really only one choice, BioTrack. Go to BioTrack.com today for secure cannabis software solutions that you can count on.
When you're taking our coffee in the way that we're delivering it, we're telling you you're receiving 25 milligrams of CBD. I can bet 80% of it is actually being consumed by your body because we're delivering it with a micell technology and a nanosystem inside the micell. So we're knocking it down to so small of a molecule that your receivers will receive that and your body will take in before it gets discarded.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. I'm Dan Humiston, and on today's show, how a near-death bout with cancer influenced this lifelong coffee executive to launch a CBD-infused coffee and tea company. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Joe Lopez from Synergy Drinks. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. I always like to hear people's stories who came to cannabis from another industry. And most of your career was in the coffee industry, which, you know, ultimately led you to the creation of Synergy Drinks, which for our listeners is a line of premium coffee and tea infused with CBD. And as I was preparing for the interview today, the thing that kept going through my head was when I think of coffee, I think of like pick me up, like the caffeine is, you know, to get up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee. But when I think of CBD, I think relax and relieve anxiety. So let's just jump right into it. What kind of feeling do I get when I combine the two?
Well, to be honest with you, it's nothing of what anybody thinks. There's not a high and a low. Your high on coffee is you're looking at caffeine.
Yeah.
But you're also looking at people that put tons of sugar with their coffee. So the high is not really coming a lot from the coffee at all, you know, from the caffeine mostly. It's coming from all the sugar that people put in their coffee.
Oh, okay.
That's one factor.
Yeah.
So if let's remove that factor and they say, well, we drink black coffee. Well, if you're drinking good coffee and you're getting it from one of the highest parts of the mountains, now you're getting more of a natural coffee with clean water. It's going to be a very, very smooth cup of coffee where there's basically no pick-me-up at all. You're just enjoying a cup of coffee as enjoying a cup of wine, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're high and you're low. CBD is not designed for a low when you're factoring it with coffee because CBD is more of a concentration. It takes away your anxiety, gets you more focused on your perspective during the day, let's say. So you're having your cup of coffee, which brings you up in the morning, the smell of aroma. You're waking up. Now you're having CBD. Well, now you have the factor of concentration. And again, everyone's body reacts differently. Somebody's react different ways. I have people that have taken a cup of green tea with CBD and they feel high and there's no THC in it at all. Everyone's going to have a different reaction to this product, but one sure thing that it does, it's giving the body what is missing.
I think as our listeners can already tell, is that your history, I mean, since the mid-80s, you've been in the coffee industry. So you start off with a really good cup of coffee. Most important thing is it tastes good so that people can add CBD to their routine without having to sacrifice anything because it starts off with a good cup of coffee is where you begin.
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. And it ends with a great cup of tea. But your body can consume 200 milligrams of CBD a day.
Okay.
And I think the right number is a 25 milligram serving. The factor also remains is how it's being delivered to you and how your body is going to absorb this and what percent of your body is going to take this in. when you're taking our coffee in the way that we're delivering it, we're telling you you're receiving 25 milligrams of CBD. I can bet 80% of it is actually being consumed by your body because we're delivering it with a micelle technology and a nano system inside the micelle. So we're knocking it down to so small of a molecule that your body will take in before it gets discarded.
I didn't want to cut you off, but I wanted to take one step backwards because I know the challenge with CBD and coffee is preventing the CBD from cooking out when it's brewed. How do you prevent this from happening?
Well, not only the cooking out, but did you also thought about you have to get it through your coffee filter? Well, CBD doesn't like water and it doesn't like heat. So you have two factors already that are against you. How do we get CBD inside your cup of coffee or your hot tea without being affected by the heat, by the water, or by the filter? Our process of our micelle technology that we embedded in their microscopic eggs, and that's the wall of resistance of the heat, the water, and the filter.
I was going to say, I think the one thing that I find is really, really cool about your packaging is you kind of kill two birds with one stone. They're single serve, so they fit in like a K-cup, like a Keurig.
That's correct.
But also because they're single serve, that's how you can narrow in the dose and ensure that every dose is the same.
We went one step further.
Okay.
Let's say you get a 10-ounce bag from us. In our bag, in our label, it'll specifically tell you, using 10 grams of coffee, which is what fits in a Keurig portable dispensing cup. You know, the Keurig cups, these extra ones where you can pour your coffee into it. If you have one of those Keurigs, let's say, and you want to brew a cup of coffee, it only fits 10 grams in there. You can take the coffee from our bag, fill it in there. I'll say for every 10 grams of coffee, you will receive X amount of CBD. Because this is exactly how the lab tested it.
Okay.
So not only we guarantee it in our K-cup, but I also guarantee it in our loose bag coffee. Okay.
That, so that's a game
either
changer.
Way,
that's
it a doesn't game changer. Matter to me. You want to know the reason why I stress this so much?
Yeah.
Is that 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer stage 4. And because it was a company out there that was interested and loved our coffee and said, Joe, can you do this with CBD? They gave me CBD for me to play around with. And by them doing that is how I got to this stage. Let me tell you, I went through that cancer. I got operated. I came out. I had to do my chemo. But I was the only guy walking in gaining weight, having chemo done twice a week.
No way.
And I'm telling you from my heart that it's all because of CBD. I took no other medicine. I took no pain pills.
Really?
Oh, I did chemo for 6 months. I gained 25 pounds after my surgery. 6 months, I went to China to buy some merchandise, came back, started chemo again for the other 6 months because you must do it for a year.
Yeah.
I've been clean for 2.5 years. 9 months ago, my prostate had cancer on the outside. No symptoms. Didn't know nothing about it. The doctor said, Joe, it's got to come out. Okay. They took it out. The guy says, you know what? I don't know how you were walking. I don't know how you were working. I don't know how you were doing anything because I gave you 30 more days and there was no way you were going to be here. So they take this out. Believe it or not, never took a pill. Never took any medication, no pain pills, nothing. I was on the CBD, coffee and tea. That was it. I'm standing here today, never missed a day of work.
This is the kind of stuff that I love to hear because A, like I said, you spent a career in coffee, so you're a coffee expert. You create a great cup of coffee, but now you also sort of use your own self as a test. You know,
I don't stop testing. I do not stop testing. Every batch we do is tested.
Yeah, I saw that. And you post it right on your website, which I think is really comforting for people. All of your products are available online at synergydrink.com. By the way, we're in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis right now. How has that impacted your online business?
My online business is fine. What impacted was my regular business because all the restaurants are closed.
Yeah.
But other than that, we can produce anything anybody needs. You know, I'm now working with some our people that work for other guys that did white labels that are giving me orders. So, you know, we're staying busy.
I want to take a quick break to play a preview of a special cannabis and corona report. But first, I'd like to thank one of our sponsors, Sentient Pixel, the cannabis and CBD hemp industry's leading marketing and design agency. After 3 years of working with CBD hemp companies, Sentient Pixel has developed a strategy to improve your Instagram marketing. They figured out how to grow a real audience that engages and converts to sales at the end of the day. Go to ascensionpixel.com or click on the link in the show notes to learn how Sentient Pixel's hireable, all-in-one marketing and design department can amplify your company's communication.
Where a old seed hippie grower guy came up and said, man, the mouthpiece is cool, but you got to get a filter in there. And we said, we tried. And he said, you know, try harder. So we went back to the drawing board, and 16 months of R&D, we came out with the mouthpiece filter. So now we have the germ-free aspect of the mouthpiece because you're using your own. So you're not sharing when you're sharing pipes, and you're actually filtering and removing the bad stuff that is harmful to your body.
Tune in on Thursday for another episode of Cannabis and Corona with Jay Rush from Moose Labs. And now let's get back to today's show. Keep our fingers crossed and assume that we're going to get past this crisis and things will get back to whatever the new normal is going to be. So what are your plans for expansion, and will you need to raise any money?
And we do, and that's an interesting question you asked. I would be in the market for raising capital. I would like to find a really good investor that really enjoys our product and likes it and can see what I can see.
Yeah, that's the best type of investor.
To take this to another level. I'm saying we can take our company from what it is today to $20 million in a matter of 2 years.
Well, coffee is, you know, everyone knows what, how solid the coffee industry is. So, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have all of Joe's information and Synergy Drinks information in the show notes and at mjbulls.com. So if anybody wants to circle back and talk further with Joe and get into the nuts and bolts of his company, I'm sure he would be happy to talk to you. And Joe, I wish we had more time. This is really good stuff. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Today's show was made possible by the generous support of our sponsors, like Alt36, the country's premier blockchain payment processing platform that's providing dispensaries and its customers with a safe and secure payment option other than cash. To learn more, go to Alt36.com. Today's podcast was produced by MJ Bulls Media, the industry's premier cannabis podcast network, with original music produced in part by Jamie Humiston. I'm Dan Humiston, and you've been listening to the Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast.